didn't see no horns in sight when he ran by my blind. But I got my 12 gauge up and pulled the trigger just in time. I barely had a foot out the door when my buddy called my cell phone. Started screaming about our management plan, but I've got a plan of my own. If it's brown, it's down, shoot that little doe. If it's got spots, nobody's gonna know. Even that fork horn, he's gotta go. If he's brown, he's down. You can't eat horns, I'm hunting just for meat. A tender little doe.
He's brown, he's down. Kevin Blake Weldon. Some more of his deer hunting songs. He's got a management plan of his own. Welcome back, everybody. Your host, Ray I, here with Matty G and the Vogler Vogler. You're listening to 590 KFNS, The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios. I've got a little special segment here we're going to do for you about deer hunting. As a hunting editor and hunting instructor for Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, I've published several articles. One of them about deer hunting was from Northeast Missouri, which was a working man's deer hunting setup. As you all know, watching the outdoor television, it can be kind of overwhelming to see thousands of managed acres and multiple tree stand sets and the equipment needed to plant food plots and et cetera, et cetera. In today's electronic world, when I read all this stuff, these blogs and stuff, and the hunters saying, well, you guys all try to hunt, we hunt. Well, that's what I wrote this about, and that's what this is about. North, as you well know, we're hunting Missouri Ozarks now, a lot of public ground. We hunt where you guys hunt. And on the working man's deer hunting setup, it's a place where most people wouldn't hunt, wouldn't think about hunting. And I didn't have to lease it because nobody would lease it for deer hunting, so I was able to secure it for my hunts. And we shot television there. It did very well. I wrote a couple articles for Midwest Outdoors Magazine about the deer hunting setups. And what we're going to do now is play those for you. The first one is the Buck Hub. And then the second one is a place we call Weaver, which is the working man's deer hunting setup, which includes the Buck Hub. But anyway, it's good information. It'll explain to you how you, as a working man that work 5, 6, 7 days a week and only get to hunt a weekend, can find you a place to deer hunt here in Northeast Missouri. So this is good information. I hope you enjoy this, and here we go.
We now return to Northeast Missouri, up close to the Iowa border. We're going to go up and hunt the Buck Hub, a place we've had a lot of success hunting whitetail deer. This is 90% grown over cow pasture. No food plots, no crop fields, just ditches, lots of cattle, and one little patch of timber where everything comes together. Other hunters in the area and companies from out of town won't lease this type of farm for deer hunting. It's ideal for what we want. Let's go deer hunting.
Opening morning, 2008, November 15th. Firearms deer season. Lots of wind. Temperature about...
Sometimes when it gets light, you'll hear deer coming through in the dark as hunters arrive to other places.
Problem hunting in the woods. I mean, you're looking, you got so many places.
This looks like big woods, but it's not. It's one little patch of timber.
You know, on a ridge where everything kind of comes together. And those bucks like to run right under the rim of this hill here. We've killed some pretty nice bucks here the last couple of years.
With no one leasing or wanting to hunt these properties, it was pretty easy to secure permission to hunt.
I got another buck right here.
Four different types of habitat that come together here, so it makes for a great place. It's a natural farmland for deer.
Right behind those trees. Looks like a pretty nice buck. It's right behind those hickories right there. Should be able to see him pretty quick. I mean, I got him with the gun, but I don't know if I got him with the camera.
Where I accidentally bumped the camera and didn't actually get the kill, but show you what you can do with a big buck if you shoot him through the front shoulders.
Yeah. Great way to start today. I'm done.
And when hunters arrive for gun season to these other farms outside of this property and pull in their trucks or run their four-wheelers or go to their stands, they're going to push these deer into these thickets like this.
Buck Haven, baby. I'm done. Now it's definitely time for a little breakfast. Nice little sniper nest, huh? There's my stand.
My Mossberg 1500 30-06. I've killed deer all over the country for 30 years with this gun.
It's cool looking.
It's been a great gun. This cool looking buck is right where he fell.
What a cool looking deer. There's the stand. Right there.
Our next hunt is in Northeast Missouri during the 2012 Missouri firearms deer season. We changed farms. This time, instead of being up on a ridge like the Buck Hub, we're going to be hunting down in a valley where a bunch of ditches and creeks come together. another little farm that many hunters wouldn't look at for deer hunting because it's mostly pasture, a few growed over ditches and a little bit of timber. But we found a drainage where everything comes together and we're set up there. This hunt's unique too because I'm going to take you with me into the stand. I like a little tripod. I set up a tripod and I like those kind of stands, comfortable with a good rest, and I can move them around, don't have to pick trees. This farm, just like the previous farm we hunted in Northeast Missouri, doesn't have crop fields, beans like this field. Corn has nothing, no food plots. It's just cover. If you can get into some good cover, if everything comes together in a pinch point, you're going to have some success. Let's go hunting.
Saturday morning, November 10th,
ready to rock, waiting on Mr. Deer. And hopefully some of the guys will take a nice buck this morning. Sorry, but I got to keep looking. This is really thick and they could show up at any time.
And because of all the cows in the pasture, it doesn't look like a deer hunting place. So we were able to get permission, just get permission to hunt here.
This is a really good area. A lot of hunters only get to hunt 1 week in a year or a couple weekends, and all they want to do is watch a little outdoor television with the multiple stand sets, thousands of acres, people helping them move stands around, a dozen trail cameras. A lot of the working guys have time or the money for all these food plots, and they just want to go deer hunting. This is where this hunt comes in because this is an old growed over cow pasture. Hunters can utilize this deer movement. Deer season, firearm deer season is a whole different animal. A gun deer hunter needs to take into account for hunter movement and people activity to move whitetails. If you can find some cover and get in it in a good pinch point or someplace where a lot of ditches come together where there's cover, you don't have to have all these food sources to be able to take a deer.
Took a nice buck here last year. Haven't seen anything yet this morning. Let you know what happens here.
Monday, November 12th, rained all day yesterday. 30 mile an hour winds. Frost, there was ice on the stand this morning. This should be a really good morning. It's pretty exciting to sit here and just wonder what the morning will bring. We're ready to go. We're all set up in the stand. 25 degrees. Wind is kind of laid down. Heavy frost, so it should be a good morning. Deer ought to be up moving. We'll see what unfolds here. Should be a really good morning. This is the best morning of deer season by far. And now it's time. Those are awake.
This is a basic setup in a ditch with a lot of cover. The sign was here.
And there's a lot of pasture around here. This is all the real thick cover in the area. Every time you see a little bit of movement or something looks different than what you just looked at, you better look at it with your glasses. It's so thick here, they could just get right up on top of you before you're ready. Yesterday, I missed one over here. I was looking this way, and by the time I looked back, it already crossed the opening, and I hate that. It probably was. Here comes a buck. Here comes a buck. How quick it can happen. Now that looks like the same deer body wise that came across yesterday. Well, I just finished my deer season. That was pretty cool. That happened quick, didn't it? I love this stand. It's just a beautiful place right here. So looks like to me he's down trying to count. Let's go take a look at him. Can't wait to see this buck. Looks like a pretty nice one. He just came up on me so quick. I was just glassing, looking over there. Good thing I looked when I did. He got right on me. You can see there where they're coming through here. They really like this crossing. Let's go look at it. Well, there he is. Oh, he's a nice one. He's a big old deer.
You know what? We need to take a break. So we will see you all on the other side, baby.